This is HPR episode 1919 entitled, Darbycon Interview with Paul Koblitz, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Zoke, and is about 5 minutes long. The summary is, a brief interview with a pen tester.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey, this is Zoke with Acker Public Radio doing another Derbycon interview. I'm here with...
Paul Koblitz.
So, Paul, who are you and what do you do, sir?
I am a senior security consultant for TrustedSec, and I mainly focus on physical penetration into buildings and social engineering.
So you get to break in stuff for a living.
Do get to break into stuff for a living, and it's awesome.
And should probably point out that I did do some training with Paul and someone else recently, just before DerbyCon started. So I got to see his bag of tricks and he's got all the cool toys. Do you want to tell us a bit about some of the physical penetration testing, some social engineering? Obviously, don't give away all his, well, please give away all his secrets, but just a quick overview and some of the maybe the top one or two tips for people, how to do it and how to prevent it.
Well, some of the tips I can give on how to do it is tailgating is always the best way to get into a building. If you can't tailgate, look for the obvious exposed latches because every single one of them can be manipulated. Some tips to avoid it are... situational awareness, knowing who's behind you, knowing what they're trying to do, knowing that you're being followed and stopping that, and get your building engineers to reconfigure the locks so they actually work.
Cool. I've got some general tech questions. I think pretty much all of us have numerous apps and desktop and gadget things. So what can you not live without? First of all, which mobile app can't you live without?
I cannot live without my games. So there you go. Play them all the time.
I suppose if you've got to wait outside for several hours waiting for someone to turn up so you can tailgate them in, then you've got to do something to occupy your time. What do you use for a desktop and can you live without it?
I have a gaming computer as a desktop computer. If you're talking about my laptop, I have a Mac. And while I absolutely hated Macs when I very first started this job, I've grown to love it because of all the seamless transitions between virtual machines and all that kind of stuff.
And you are the man of gadgets, as I said before. I did see some of your toys and some unusual uses, shall we say, explained how using electronic cigarette, you can actually blow smoke and it can confuse some sensors. And actually, if you've got door locks that open when a sensor is tripped, you can blow the smoke through the door and actually get it to open and unlock the door for you. So what gadget can't you live without?
I would most definitely say... that the gadget I can't live without is the Lloyd that's in my wallet at all times. And that's for manipulating those latches on doors that have badge readers that I can't get through. And I can't tell you how many times I've used that to access a secure space.
I can just go on Amazon and buy one. How much is it?
You can get one for about $10. I'm not sure if they sell them on Amazon. I know that they're selling them downstairs in the lockpicking place right now. But... honestly, I don't like that one because a TSA agent took it away from me because it was metal. So I created my own out of an old hotel key.
What is the best advice you've ever received in your life?
To live life to its fullest.
Short and sweet. I like that. All right, now, obviously, apart from Hacker Public Radio, which obviously is your favorite podcast, what is your favorite security rated podcast?
I would definitely have to say that my favorite, other than the one you just mentioned, is the TrustedSec podcast, which we record every single week, and it's always available, and I highly recommend listening to it if you have not.
Obviously, HPR is a community-run podcast, and everyone can record something. So when you do make your HPR podcast, obviously, what would you do a podcast on?
I would definitely do it on physical security, since that's what I'm best at, how to circumvent controls that are in place and all that.
Although you've got the Trusted Sec podcast, that kind of doesn't really count, does it?
No, it really is not.
All right, and my favorite question of all time, what is your favorite text editor?
Nano.
And why?
Because it's Nano.
Fair enough. I'm just going to wrap this up. Last few questions again. Who are you and where can people find you?
Again, my name is Paul Kobitz. I work for Trusted Sec and Dave Kennedy. I can be found at Trusted Sec. I can also be found by my Twitter handle, which I'll spell it just to stay away from obscenities. And that would be PH4QUE. And I'll let you figure out what it might stand for.
Fake, surely. And nothing else. And let's move on. All right. Well, Paul, thank you very much. Again, this has been Zoke for Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.